This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get rolling with another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon, live in Grand Forks today at the Choice Health and Fitness Center of the Grand Forks Park District, one of those facilities that just got a little bit of everything. Well, there's one of my old doctors, by golly. I don't want to call him old because he's young, but he was previously my doctor in Grand Forks, Dr. Ralph Paulson. Good to see you, sir. How are you? He's a healthy man. See, these doctors, they know get to the workout place, right? There's a lot of these facilities popping up around the state, and they are, you know, a workout facility and all the fitness equipment and tennis courts and pools and water parks. And I'm sitting in their little coffee shop. All True Health Systems has a center for prevention here in chiropractic services, and they do occupational therapy things. So real good partnership with a lot of people. Huge facility, just shy of 200,000 square feet. Pretty incredible in Grand Forks. We're going to talk about how these projects are coming together nicely here, coming up here in a little bit. What are you doing this weekend? We've been asking you that, and if you tell us what you're doing this weekend, we'll put you in for a MyPillow drawing. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Or you can text me at 701-367-2054 and just tell us what you're doing. Tell us what you're doing this weekend and let us know. Do you have any favorite suggestions so far, Todd? Golfing early mornings, hitting sandbars in the afternoon, barbecuing evenings, first great summer weekend. I kind of like that one. That's right up there. I am going to be making memories with my four-year-old daughter at Reptile Gardens this weekend, says another. Todd, plans for the weekend include out riding horse, working cattle, branding and vaccinating, big barbecue afterwards, little bit of alcohol too. I like an honest texture, don't you? Todd, that gives you the...
Hey, don't sugarcoat. Just tell us what you're really up to. I mean, don't beat around the bush. Just do it.
Yeah, this texture says, my weekend, drive two old ladies, wife and sis-in-law. By the way, he just called his wife an old lady. This fellow's in big trouble. To the casino tonight. Saturday, celebrating Grandpa's 70th birthday at the lake cabin. Spoil three grandsons. Drive by Hennon's Furniture. Shop Ron's Warehouse. Sunday, recover from Saturday. Okay, that's pretty good. So keep those coming, and you'll have a shout-out to Free My Pillow today. 701-367-2054 or Todd's at 226-8503. That's for sure. Bottom of the hour, our conversation with Governor Doug Burgum on a number of issues, from what's happening in technology and the autonomous vehicle space, the drone space in North Dakota, the recent pipeline summit, next week's education summit, and a lot more. Really interesting conversation. I really, really enjoyed it, and I hope you do too. So stay tuned for that, and I'll be giving you an opportunity to share your feedback on that as well. One of the reasons I'm in Grand Forks today, besides the state tennis tournament that is happening here, that I got a chance to watch some matches after the show today and later this weekend of the Shanley Deacons, where my daughter plays, and some great tennis from kids around the state, is to celebrate some things that are happening right here in Grand Forks. And one example of that is some of the things the good folks from ICON are undertaking. And we're going to tell you a little bit about that today. I want to welcome to the program Todd Mitchell. Todd is the principal architect at ICON Architectural Group. And I am looking just across from the Choice Health and Fitness Center at the ICON Sports Center. And there's a really interesting story behind that that ties into what you pay for property taxes. We're all concerned about property taxes. It is a pain point in North Dakota. And as dollars into the legislature have become tighter with the slowing economy, it's even something we have to watch closer. So I think some projects that these folks have done really help in that area, and I wanted to highlight them today on the program. Todd, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having us on. So appreciate that.
First, give me a little commercial on ICON Architectural Group and what you and your partners are doing there.
Yeah, we'd love to. We are a full-service architectural design firm. We do commercial projects, multifamily residential, pretty much any project you can imagine. We have a good resume and a good group that can plug in and help you through those needs to design and bring those buildings to construction and final phase. So we have about 50 people scattered around the state, five different offices, Watford City, Mandan, Minot, West Fargo, and here in Grand Forks. So Benny had been working 15 years, growing the business, and we've really just had a really great run at it so far. So.
And I was recently at the ribbon cutting, along with Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford, at the McKenzie County Law Enforcement Center, one of your that's associated with your sort of fun landmark projects around the state.
Correct. Yeah, we just finished that project up. They went operational just a few weeks ago, and as always, still working out a few quirks out there, but I think it's been a great success so far, and another great project working with government entity here in the state, trying to hit it on several fronts, from the obviously dealing with the crime issues that we have and the Western North Dakota oil development and making that a success out there, I think. So.
Absolutely. And Todd's going to be here for this segment and next, because we're going to talk about another neat project next segment, the Sunshine Hospitality House, but I want to give you a chance to talk about some of the other projects you're proud about around the state. But one of them I'm looking at has your name on it, Icon Sports Center, right there. How did that project come to be? Let's talk a little bit about that one.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. It was actually a long project in the making, and as we started with the project, it was a concept, obviously, as all projects start out. A couple different sheets of ice, maybe, anywhere from one to four sheets, depending how things went. And we master planned some ideas with the park district to look at that and really look at it not from just what's there today, but what will be there in the future. We started early on. We understood that this was going to be 100% fundraising effort, not unlike the Choice Wellness Center there where you're at. And we understood that park model. We watched what the park district did. We plugged in with the park district to help straight up from, all the way through the donation side, really giving them all the renderings, giving them all the support we could do from our end to make that effort a success. And we ended up, pushing really hard on fundraising. I think the community was coming off the Choice Wellness Center, off the ice arena, or coming onto the ice arena. And we're getting a little bit, if you can say, maybe tapped out in terms of donations. So one of the things we just said is, hey, we can push this across the finish line by taking on the naming rights here. And it was a great opportunity for us, obviously, to get our name in the community, but be a huge part of a successful project that any weekend you drive by now, you see cars there pretty much through the year. And just really knowing how that affects, not only the community, but the state and all the kids that go there. And we just really are happy and proud to be part of that project. So
in that case, instead of the Grand Forks Park District saying, "Gosh, we need another hockey arena. We need it because it'll bring tournaments and help the economy of Grand Forks, bring players from all over. We need it. We're going to go build it, and we have a levy, or we have to find the dollars from the taxpayers. They find a partner, and Icon says, "We'll help you here. We'll be your partner, and 100% of the construction costs were raised privately. Is that right in that one?"
That's correct. I think there may be a few dollars in there from the park district, but it's pretty minor. It was really enough for that. And I'll just add in too. We're talking about the Icon Sports Center, but the first model we did like this was really the Shields Sports Center, or Shields Arena down in Fargo, and a very similar model. And we were part of that success as well. And you learn things as you do one the first time, and we were able to apply that. And we've been proud to be involved in both the Fargo community as well as Grand Forks in that effort. So.
And there's the Shields Sports Complex. I know there was a partnership with needed a little help on the concession and tournament building, right? And that one's just about done?
Yeah, that one's a little different model. Did some fundraising on that. It's a four-diamond softball, baseball, youth complex. Wanted to distinctly make this a youth complex. That was a need in the community. Right now, the short on diamonds, and that's something we look to help improve. So worked with the committees out there, the baseball, softball committees, the park district, did some fundraising. And that helped a lot. Obviously, Shields stepped forward with a big donation there in terms of the naming rights there, and helped get it off the ground. And then we always knew we wanted to commit something to it. We weren't sure what that was going to be, but as things came along, we said, hey, there's a nice, it's not a huge structure, but it's about 50 by 50, and it's just a really nice place for as the teams roll in for tournaments, for them to stage the tournaments, umpires to kind of hang out, equipment to be stored, obviously restrooms, and then the concession piece. And our goal on that was kind of two things. Number one, we wanted to deliver that, again, completely as a donation to the Park District. We're working with all of our suppliers, our vendors that we work with on a day-to-day basis in our construction industry, and they're helping us donate labor, donate materials, and they have been great, you know, great support.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's a good example, just being a contributor to your community that you're in, and in a unique way, not just here's $1,000, you know, here's whatever. Hey, we'll, in that case, you know, we'll design it, we'll get it going, we'll get the materials, get the construction all going. Love it. Great story. Todd, hang tight. We'll continue with more live from Grand Forks today on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt Gass. There are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides. The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information about action you can take to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading and how you can create a diversified weed management plan for your operation, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
One call does it all, folks. We love it. You heard a guy earlier, Jim, flagpole guy, said, I'm listening to your show one day. I hear somebody calling in and say, where can I get a flagpole? You asked for an answer, and on and on and on, nobody could give it. I said, I guess I got to get in the flagpole business. Now I'm in the business. Now I advertise on you, and I sell all these flags. Thanks for building my business. See, that was one call right there. One call did it all for him. His new business. If you're in the oil business and you need turnkey solutions at the well site, call Delta First. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. DeltaConstructors.net is the website. You can call Eric on his cell phone right now, and the action will begin seconds after you hang up. Whatever you need. 406-250-8151. 406-250-8151. Just like this caller, yesterday's program, a flashback call of the day from Delta. Roll it, Todd.
Morning. I'm kind of disheartened. What happened to Heidi Heitkamp? She uses people this way to make herself align to look better. This is not the way that the people of North Dakota do things. Something happened to Heidi Heitkamp. Not good. I'm very disappointed with her and the people that act like her. She doesn't stand for the North Dakotans. I don't know who she stands for. Have a good day.
Caller with his opinions. I think that was about the debate over using some of the stories related to the health care policy changes and putting forward a Facebook post about a family that was going through a tough deal and saying it was Trump's fault because of a proposal in Congress. Interesting discussion. Appreciate the call very much. We continue live at the Grand Forks Park District Choice Health and Fitness Center in Grand Forks today on What's on Your Mind, chatting with Todd Mitzel from Icon Architectural Group about some unique partnerships that they're doing, and want to talk about another one of those interesting partnerships with our next guest, Donovan Larson. Donovan, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Scott, for having us on today.
You bet. Donovan is the CEO and president of the Sunshine Memorial Foundation, and also is part of a very interesting project, a Sunshine Hospitality House. And I understand, Donovan, the genesis of this had to do with a tragic situation in your family. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the backstory on this is that 10 years ago this September, my sister Shannon, her nickname Sunshine from when she was a little girl from my dad, she passed away when her and her fiancé moved to Arizona to start a new life together. And she died of dehydration while out on a seven-mile hike because she didn't bring enough water. And so what happened at that point was that obviously family tragedy. But, you know, my dad, he said, we're going to turn something bad into something good. And so, you know, gathered family and friends for a couple of years and really tried to push forward keeping that message alive of that we want to help save lives. We want to do something in Shannon's honor, that sort of thing. And so where we came with friends and family was that after a few years of doing that for different groups in town and different interests of Shannon's, was that we wanted to do something, start a nonprofit formally. So we got in touch with the Dakota Medical Foundation, with Pat Trainer and those guys, to be able to help us launch this. And then about 5 years after Shannon passed away, a project came to our attention that's a significant need in Grand Forks in the northern part of the Red River Valley and region, and that's a hospitality home. Grand Forks is the only community in North Dakota, the larger communities, that doesn't have such a facility. And so the family tragedy, yes, but it's been super heartwarming, Scott, to watch in the last 5 years since we talked to some critical partners about this project, to watch thousands of people get rallied around this and understand the need firsthand, secondhand, thirdhand, of what a hospitality can bring to a community.
That is really a neat piece of infrastructure for sure. Todd, we talked earlier about, you know, being a contributor to the communities and talking about, hey, okay, there's the field. They need the tournament and refreshment area. We'll do that. Let's get the hockey rink across the finish line and go out and raise the bucks for it. Talk about Icon Architectural Group's involvement in what Donovan's doing here with the Sunshine Hospitality House.
Yeah, so we've known the Larson family for many, many years, and Donovan's been a great advocate of ours as well over the years, and he brought the project to us, said, hey, here's what we'd like to do, and it really wasn't hard for us at all to, you know, all of our staff, everyone was pretty excited about this project and said, hey, let's be the team that can help, you know, make that happen. And we obviously bring a certain skill set that normally you pay a pretty good amount of money for, and it was an easy contribution for us just to say, hey, Donovan, you know, we're all in. We'll design this thing pro bono and help the community get this really vital piece in place. So just just really excited to be part of that.
And that's a neat deal. Donovan, I know next week is a big week for you because you have the groundbreaking. Sometimes when there's groundbreakings, it means, okay, we're at the finish line. You're not at the finish line yet. You still need some help for this project. Tell us about that.
Well, certainly. And so as this project's grown, the short answer is yes, Scott. Thanks for bringing that up. We do need a couple $100,000 in hard costs, and we also need the money for soft costs such as furniture. Like Todd had mentioned, we have critical partners in this, and I'd like to just mention a couple of things about that. But on the short end of it, yes, we have about $600,000 left to raise. And some people might say, why are you waiting? We knew about this need in this project as a family and as a foundation with our board of directors 5 years ago. They've been talking about a hospitality home or housing families that travel for medical needs for 15, 20 years in Grand Forks. Altru used to put families up on the sixth floor in a hostel that they did. Ultimately, families are given the option to stay in patient rooms if those aren't occupied, but that's changing more and more where people are ending up sleeping in their cars and they're waiting rooms. And so why this need came about was also that because of policies on some hospitality homes, whether they only accept families with children as patients under 18 or they the Ronald McDonald House would be a good thing for people in your audience to understand what this type of home is. That doesn't fit in Grand Forks because they don't have a children's hospital. So what we did is we approached Altru and said, what we're finding is that we can't quite fit the under 18 age limit. We do know that people travel in the northern part of the state even a little bit farther than in other parts of the state for medical care, just because of a little bit more rural aspect. And so we really need to be open to all medical conditions, not just cancer, not just for babies in the NICU for longer-term stays, but also for families that need a short-term stay.
Wow.
And then the other key part was that we needed it to be for all providers. So when people are referred to Grand Forks is a community that wants to support the region, and the region can feel that support's being given. And that's one of the big things that has happened with fundraising, too, because people from the region are giving.
I love this. I mean, what you've done is taken the Ronald McDonald level, to a new level, to a completely different level, and open it up and broaden it. It's great. SunshineMemorial.org to find out more about it. SunshineMemorial.org. There is a groundbreaking on Tuesday, beginning at 4 p.m., event social and all the goodies. Starts at 4, and then 4:45, they're doing the groundbreaking, so that's great. Gentlemen, thanks. Glad you're doing what you're doing. These are neat projects to highlight. You excite me and your enthusiasm, and appreciate you both. Tell us about Todd Mitchell from Icon Architectural Group and Donovan Larson from the Sunshine Memorial. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you so much, Scott. Keep up the good work at the flag.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll continue after this. Governor Doug Burgum in what I think is a pretty fun interview, very insightful on a number of key issues facing us in our great state when we come back.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now, 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 6-9-7-7-5. 1-800-656-9775.
I can't be interrupted right now. I'm taking a selfie for Todd. Oh, we have to do the show. I'm sorry.
I know what you look like. Why are you taking a selfie for me?
It's with my lunch.
Oh, my lunch. Okay.
My day started at 4:30, so I thought I better have lunch by now, right?
Yeah, I probably should.
Since we have a recorded interview with Governor Doug Burgum, then I can have lunch. Well, yeah. But the reason I was taking a picture, because I want to show the influence you're having on me. Todd is down 100 and what now?
101 and a quarter.
That is a miracle of all miracles. It's just incredible. It's awesome.
It's the beginning of the year, actually, January 4th.
And, you know, I did that long ago as well. I cheated for mine because I had gastric bypass surgery back in, like, 2005. But I lost over 100 pounds. And it just is, it's liberating. It's unbelievable. It's a marvel. I mean, it takes an enormous amount of discipline and hard work and life changes and everything else. But what I love about it is that whenever you hear about somebody like your story, you just know you can do it. It can be done. It's inspiration for other people. So
exactly.
Anyway, yeah, I told Todd I was smelling the bread they were baking here at the Choice Health and Fitness deli counter. And he's like, bread? Who wants bread? And I'm like,
you being
I do.
A bad boy.
And he didn't, so I...
All the more for you. Yeah, people keep telling me it's National Donut Day. Yeah, well, go ahead.
So I'll send you... I have the goofiest look ever on my face, but that's nothing new. I'll send you this photo to show you the influence you've had on me, okay? So it's coming your way, and you can see this on Todd's Facebook page. Anyway, we are live and on location today, as I mentioned, in Grand Forks. We do have an interview that we recorded earlier this week. It's a busy week in North Dakota. There's the Drone Focus 2017, which brought folks from around the country, around the world, really. We had a couple of guests from Norway that joined us yesterday on the program. And also there was the opening of the new Bobcat, and we were at a number of different places and crossing paths with Senator John Hoeven and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford and Governor Doug Burgum and a few others. And I said... hey, Doug, can we sit down for a little bit and just catch up on a few issues? So we had a nice conversation that I wanted to share with you. I think the most interesting part of this interview is his advice for Donald Trump. So I want you to listen for that. It's towards the end of the interview, but really good. Really enjoyed it a lot. Brought to you in part today, by the way, by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And the great thing about PetroServe USA, well, there's a lot of great things, but one of the things I love is when you fill up there, you're filling up at a pump you own. So that's really unique and pretty darn cool. It is. Not to mention, four items for $4 is pretty cool, too, when you get a Hot Stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce soda, two cookies, which are the best on earth. Four items for $4. It's pretty darn good. But they're customer-owned people just like you with 100% American-made fuels. Governor Doug Burgum, good to catch up with you. How are you, sir?
No, and Scott, great to be with you, and thanks for coming to all these events. You're energetic about how you get out and cover these events for the people of North Dakota, so thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to being at a job fair in Watford City here in a few days. You want to come up for that, too?
Well, I'm guessing the lieutenant governor is going to be up there with you. We're getting ready for our conference on innovation in education next week, Thursday.
We talked to two of the four national experts that you have coming in, actually, on our Memorial Day show, and fascinating conversation. Love it. You did something similar on the pipeline front. It seems as though now that the X's and O's of the legislative session are done, you're really getting in this series where, I don't know, here's my words, but tell me if I'm wrong, you're pushing us a little bit to think about the next level. Is that purposeful?
Yes, and that's a fair description, because we now that the budgets are set, now we have an opportunity within that spending framework to say, hey, how can we go out and innovate? And rather than trying to do less with less, I mean, we're trying to do more with less, and part of that is, who's got the best ideas, and so we want to listen, ask questions, learn from other states, other places, other best practices, and really try to take a fresh look at some of the tough problems that we're facing as a state.
What's your top goal with that Innovation Education Summit?
Well, I think one of the things that, as you know, when we took $1.7 billion out of a $6 billion budget, I mean, legislature did a fantastic job on that front, because that's never been done, not since the 1930s that we had that kind of a percentage cut, and dollar-wise, never thing. But through all that, K through 12 got fully funded, and actually an increase based on having 2 years at their higher per student fee versus 1 year to lower and 1 year to higher in the last biennium. So I think it's fair that as a governor and as a state, we can have a high expectation for K through 12, because it was literally the only thing that didn't get a cut. And while we say education is a priority, we also know we can do better. And one of the things we can do for higher ed in this state is we can graduate a better product out of K through 12, because there's a lot of stuff that with STEAM, or STEM, however you want to call it, we can have a higher skilled, career ready, choice ready kid coming out of high school than we do today, and that will take a burden off of our universities if we can graduate better students.
I want to look back a little bit, because we haven't had a chance to talk to you, reported on it obviously, but didn't get a chance to get your take on the outcome of your gathering related to pipeline safety, and gathering people from the industry, people from government, getting some folks in the room. You had a message for them. How was it received, and what was the outcome of that?
Well, I did have a message, and the message was, we're not here to, increase regulation, because I'm interested in clean environment. I'm interested in a stronger economy. I'm interested in more jobs. I'm interested in making sure that North Dakota products get to where they belong safely and doing that. But you don't get there through more regulation. You achieve those goals through more innovation. And part of the way you can have innovation is get the private sector in a room where they can, some of these are competitors. You got to get them in a room, let them feel comfortable that they can talk to each other and start saying, hey guys, what are the challenges? What are the opportunities? What can we do better? Challenge all of them to apply new technology and new approaches, whether it's UAS, whether it's sensing information, whether it's better data collection, whatever it happens to be, what can we do to make sure that we not only are the number two oil producing state in the country, when in the process of doing that, how can we also be the best, most efficient, cleanest, safest pipeline operator in the country?
Was that well received? Is that sort of like, okay, yeah, we got to be here because the governor's asking us to be here and nod their heads? Or, is there, hey, here's what you're going to do by then? Is this unique to them? Do other governors not do this? What's different about it?
Well, I think there's a lot of engagement from the private sector, and you know why? Is because if there's a spill, it costs them money. It hurts their reputation, costs them dollars to clean it up, lost revenue, distracts them, their capital gets diverted from doing new stuff, fixing old problems. And so there's real interest from the industry of being great operators as well. And I think they enjoyed the challenge, and we had some great panels, we had some great conversation starters, and coming out of that, they said, hey, we should do this again. only this, the next meeting, instead of, you know, the governor and the cabinet agencies taking the lead, let's let private industry organize the next one. Let's let private industry be the panelists. Let's let private industry talk about, you know, all the things that they're doing. And I think this is the kind of dialogue we need to have to come up with an environment of innovation which solves the problems that are facing us.
Drone focus. Obviously, we've been broadcasting from here the last 2 days. Got 600-700 industry leaders from all over in Fargo. Grand Forks, traditionally kind of the hub of the U.S. activity, so it's expanding a little bit. Obviously, there's activity with the drones all throughout North Dakota. Your sense of where we're at today compared to where we're going to be?
Well, I feel like we're in a great spot because with early investments that were made starting in 2005 with Governor, now Senator Hoeven, you know, got us started on the right track. The universities have done a lot of great work. We've got 26 startups that have already happened in North Dakota related to UAS. We've got the universities focused on this in terms of their majors and the recruiting and building off the aviation strength of UND, building off the ag strength of NDSU. Issue. I mean, what this means to our core industries, energy and agriculture, is huge. But, you know, and we like to pat ourselves on the back, say we've got an early lead, but trust me, the competition's coming. It's coming internationally. It's coming from other states because other states also understand. I've been to the National Governors Association. There's at least a half a dozen other governors that are doing this kind of work, that are trying to build centers of excellence around autonomous vehicles because they know how transformative it can be for a state's budget. We know they know how much money we spend, you know, on property taxes, on infrastructure, and if you have a world going forward that's going to have, you know, fewer vehicles, not more vehicles, you know, what does that mean for transportation spending? There's some big questions. If you're going to have a future where our airspace is going to be filled with UAS, what does that mean? What does it mean for avoid and detect? What does it mean for countermeasures in terms of providing safety around critical infrastructure? So even today at the conference, we had industry leaders, you know, in meetings with the Secretary of Transportation. Secretary of Transportation includes oversight of the FAA, so that's why it was key that she was here, because there's the innovation is running way ahead of the ability of the government's ability to regulate it.
There's a shocker for you. Yeah. I mean, doesn't it happen in about every area?
It does, but it's happening faster. The innovation is accelerating and government's not, so the gap is widening, and so this is important to have leaders like Secretary Chao here to help her understand what are some of the possibilities if government can't keep up.
But I mean, you must find that everywhere, having come from the private sector and all the innovation that you did with Microsoft, Great Plains, everything else, now with the government, even in your early time as a governor. You feeling that? Is that common to say, hey, there's innovation and here we are scrambling to get there?
Well, yes, and I think, you know, I think it's well understood that in some areas we need less regulation, not more, and that's why I keep saying if we want to solve problems, it's going to take innovation, not regulation, because regulation not only increases costs, sometimes it can misallocate capital. I mean, a regulation might force people to use a certain technology or a certain product or a certain solution when actually the next generation solution is cheaper, better, faster, but the regulation forces people to a suboptimal solution. So we have to, you know, regulation hurts two ways. It raises costs, it misdirects capital, and if we can unleash some of that, if we can get the private sector putting capital to where it's got the highest return, there isn't a problem we can't solve.
One more question, and then I want to go to a lightning round. Governor Doug Burgum with us today from Bobcat's headquarters. The announcement today, obviously, about a new facility. Everybody's seen probably in West Fargo, I-94, go up over the last couple of years. It's up, it's big, it's beautiful. But beyond that, it's obviously a part of a pretty significant operation globally. Sells a lot of products around the globe, and they have more employees than any other manufacturer in North Dakota. What do you make of Bobcat being here and this continued expansion?
Well, it's fantastic when you see a corporation make this kind of investment in their headquarters, because it's a signal that they're going to continue to invest in our state. In here and in Gwinner and in Bismarck, 3,000 employees, largest manufacturer. These guys are working on innovation. They're working on advanced manufacturing.
Governor Doug Burgum from Bobcat headquarters. We'll finish his answer talking about what they're doing, Bobcat, in the state, and how this new facility will help. And you'll hear his answer to the question, what advice does he have for Donald Trump?
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We're talking with Joe Lynn again today from Inner Office Furniture and Design downtown Fargo. We've all heard about ergonomics, but what does it mean and why do we need to care about it, Joe Lynn?
Well, ergonomics comes from the Greek words for work and natural laws. Why do we care? Each year, back pain costs companies an estimated $7.4 billion. There are three branches of ergonomics: physical, cognitive, and social needs. Incorporating all of these helps people do their best work.
All right, so let's talk about those three branches. How does a person think about these areas when designing an office space? Physical, for instance.
So the physical, obviously your work chair. Office workers spend 47% of their time doing computer-related work. Work surface height adjustability is also important. Monitor placement, keyboard and mouse adjustability, and individual lighting control.
All right, how about on the cognitive side?
Well, so there's the light, noise, and natural views. With lighting, at age 60, our eyes need three times as much light to see as they did at 20. Something as simple as adding personal task lighting can help reduce glare and eye strain. All of these elements contribute to the cognitive side of ergonomics.
All right, now let's talk about the social side, the last one.
So workplaces are becoming more social. So being able to incorporate supporting different group sizes, allowing people to have some personal space, and encourage spontaneous interaction, all goes into the feeling of social ergonomics.
Fascinating. To find out more, give the team a call at Inner Office Furniture and Design, downtown Fargo, or go online to InnerOfficeFargo.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, live in Grand Forks today. Choice Health and Fitness for our friends at Icon Architectural Group. Continuing our conversation now with Governor Doug Burgum. And a question for him next. By the way, more on Bobcat from the governor next week, and also the folks from Bobcat. We're going to have them on, just get an update. It's North Dakota's biggest manufacturer. We want to talk about that. But I asked him, one, how this job is going for him, and I also asked him a little bit about Donald Trump and how that's happening. But the question I had for him on his job is just, how's it going so far? Here's what he said.
Hey, you know, I think the governor's job is a fantastic job because every day First Lady and I, we can get up and we can make a difference in some people's lives somewhere in our state. And that's just, it's an honor to serve and great to do that. When you have events like today where you're, you know, ribbon cutting at a new Bobcat headquarters and the First Lady worked for Bobcat for 5 years, I mean, this is just the fun stuff. When you're at Drone Focus, you got 500 of the top innovators, entrepreneurs, people doing startups and leading edge stuff here from all over the country, a national conference, a national proclamation made in Fargo that this is, you know, May 31st is going to be Autonomous Vehicle Day for the nation. There could be 50 million views on that coming right out of here. That's another North Dakota entrepreneur that's driving that. And so, you know, this is all just pure joy, part of the job. But we got when these kind of fun events are done, then we got to go back to work and really start to make things happen to, you know, deliver for the citizens of North Dakota. We got to build, you know, a more efficient government, and we got to, you know, bring ideas to the cities and the counties as well, because you know, that's where the government gets delivered, is locally. We've got to let local decision makers give them the information they need to make smart decisions, to, you know, build the kinds of communities that are going to allow us to attract and retain the talent. We're in a chronic workforce shortage situation in North Dakota. We've got to recruit people here. We have 15,000 jobs open, and we're going to do that not only by having great jobs, but by building great communities. And that's what Brent and I are working on the Main Street Initiative, is to really help make sure that we've got communities that can attract and retain the kinds of skilled workers we need and the families that want to live here.
Critics say you can't take a private sector business model, corporate world, and innovate government, transform government. Are they wrong?
I guess we'll find out. I mean, I know there are certain elements of government that by nature create monopolies, and monopolies are sometimes really inefficient, and they lack the external pressure of competition to force them to innovate. So some of that's going to have to come from the public. I envision us opening up more ways for all of our agencies to listen to the public so we can get more feedback, more organized listening systems so that the feedback from taxpayers will help drive innovation. Some of it can come, you know, top down, you know, from the governor's office, and some of it can come from the bottom up, because we want to create a culture in state government where the people who are on the front lines that know something that's broken, you know, don't just say, hey, this is state government, this is the way it is. We want people on the front lines to raise their hand and say, I'm working for an organization where I'm going to get support all the way up to the governor, because if I think something's broken and I want to change, someone will listen to me and we can start doing things differently and better here at state. So there are culturally things we can do, and there are ideas that we can bring from the private sector that are very applicable, and then we'll work within you know, some of the constraints that we have as a public sector entity. But I think we have a lot of runway that we can run down to move us closer to that kind of customer responsive organization.
Last question for you. There's another fellow that's come out of the private sector that's trying to transform government a little bit. He has a different job in Washington, D.C. That'd be Donald Trump. Any advice for him? Because it seems to be going better for you than it does for him in the way of at least the press coverage, if nothing else.
Well, obviously that's a different scale of job, and there's a whole set of forces that are trying to work against the agenda that he has. And I think that's just... you know, incomparably harder than what we're doing out here in a state. But I would just say, you know, don't give up. Keep pushing, keep trying. I mean, what he's done already with these cabinet appointments, you know, Secretary Chow, who's here today, Zinke in Interior, Perry in Energy, the new Secretary of Agriculture, the Scott Pruitt running the EPA, these things, you know, are complete game changers for the state of North Dakota. I mean, absolute complete game changers. All of those appointments are wind at our back for energy, for agriculture. Betsy DeVos for education, that's wind at our back. And so we, you know, already he's made a difference just in terms of who's running the agencies. And, you know, nobody's writing that story. But, you know, ask any governor, Republican or Democrat, ask any governor if their life is better off today. And they're going to all say yes. They may not say it publicly, but they're going to say yes, because now we're returning power to the states, and where states can make decisions and states can get something done. The secretary today in the meeting, when she was asking what Trump has asked, which is, what can we do to speed up projects? And she heard about projects here in North Dakota. I mean, you can start with Garrison Diversion. We got projects that have been permitted and built 60 years ago that have never delivered on their original objectives? Can we break those loose? We've got, highway projects, Highway 85, federal 10-year time frame to turn that from a two-lane to a four-lane up in Brent Sanford's country. Those are the kind of stories that she wants to hear and go back and say, how can we accelerate? How can we move America ahead by breaking through the red tape that comes from the federal government? That's exciting to hear Secretary taking notes, asking questions of the private sector and going, what can we do to help you speed up your rate of investment? That's very exciting.
No kidding. Governor, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Scott.
Governor Doug Burgum, great conversation and some great advice. I think that's solid advice for Donald Trump as well. And, just keep at it. Keep doing it. And, it's just an amazing time in which we live. Get to watch it all right here. Thank you all very much. We do have a winner of our contest. Somebody sent a note saying they're going to spend time this weekend with a 2-year-old. And now be the person for him that I needed when I was a kid. I said, is that a grandchild? No. His parents were heroin heads. Take care of a youngster to make his life better. He's a winner. You are too. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Record straight on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. This is the Radio History, and I'm Scott Hennon. Our guest today is Doug Kelly, a Morton County rancher. We asked Doug about the tactics used by the protesters to disrupt the lives of farmers and ranchers in Morton County. What did they do?
Drive around, take pictures, the threats, put on the internet, that sort of thing. Other people had pictures of their family posted on their door saying they're dead if you call the cops. People that were driving their vehicles passed a protest, and they were jumped on and were detained, and the protesters wouldn't let them drive by until the police came. Just constant bickering and harassment. One ranch had people sitting on a fence saying, this is our property, not yours, and you should get out, not us. And pulling up to a fence, tying a chain on, and driving off just to tear the fence down a mile from the pipeline. Things like that were commonplace.
Thanks, Doug. Keep listening for more Radio Histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline protests right here.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.